The European Union has assured Uganda that the trade and economic relations that exist will continue even when Uganda is finally declared a middle-income country. Ambassador Jan Sadek, the head of the EU delegation in Uganda, says that when Uganda attains middle-income status, it will no longer benefit from the Everything But Arms trade scheme. Under the Everything But Arms scheme, more than 95% of Uganda's exports to the EU are tariff-free and quota-free, which has made the EU Uganda's third-largest trading partner. The EU's Everything But Arms scheme removes tariffs and quotas from all imports of goods, except arms and ammunition, coming into the EU from least developed countries. The EU has stated that should Uganda want to continue enjoying a preference, it will have to sign an economic partnership agreement with the EU.
But this means that as Uganda will be sort of certified as a middle-income country, there will be a transition period of a few years under which, you know, the old rules will still be valid. But during that period, we need to sign that agreement. The agreement already exists and is in principle ready to be signed. It was signed by Kenya recently, and we have signed economic partnerships agreements with many other countries in Africa. I think there is currently a discussion in the region whether to again make a regional approach, and we leave that for you, but in principle we are ready to sign and the text is already.